What do you call the metal part that goes over the rim?
Tire.
You know, the rim is made out of several pieces?
Some of them is. Some of them just made out of two.
Uh-huh. What do you call those pieces?
That's the rim, feller.
Uh-huh.
I got some pieces of bulldog rim here now.
Is the feller the whole thing or each piece?
Well, if it's four pieces of it, or six or eight, it's all a piece of the feller.
Uh-huh.
If it's in two pieces, it's just a two-piece feller.
But the feller is the same as the rim?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you say he was doing what?
Hauling wood.
And you sharpen a straight razor using a leather?
I do. I used to when I used a straight razor.
What would you sharpen it off?
I'd hone it and then turn it in and strap it on a leather strap.
Uh-huh. What would you sharpen a small knife on?
Huh?
What would you sharpen a small knife on?
Oil rock.
Huh?
On oil, what some call them wet rock. I call them oil rock.
What would you sharpen a bigger tool on, like an axe?
Grind rock. Emery rock. There's two kinds. You better know what you're doing. Put them on the emery rock, you'll ruin it.
What's an emery rock?
It's one of them you don't put no water or nothing on it to keep it cool.
Uh-huh.
And this fire just flies when you put it on it. It would take all the metal out of the axe.
When would you use an emery rock?
If you had something, most of the time they use them just to smooth anything up.
Just to finish it?
Yeah. So it would have jagged edges or something like that, and knock that jagged edges off. Sometimes you use, in these garages, you use a fine little emery to make things down to where they'll just fit.
Mm-hmm. Something you carry coal in, you call a...
coal bin.
Was that big enough to carry?
Well, you can put any amount in. They come different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
From a ton, 3 tons, and on.
What's something smaller that you could...
That's a coal basket.
Uh-huh. Did y'all burn coal here?
I do in a shop, blacksmith shop.
Uh-huh.
Heat iron wheel.
Did you make horseshoes and everything? Did you?
I don't make them. I put them anyone on me with the horses. I don't like the job because it's too dangerous.
You've been kicked?
Pulled too. We tied one hog fashion one day to shoot him.
Huh?
Every time we had one on the road team over at Marion, every time we put shoes on him, we'd have to tie him hog fashion.
What do you mean hog fashion?
Tie him, but couldn't you move?
You'd throw him down?
No, yeah. We'd first hang him, and then when he quit pawing and fighting, we'd let him down and hobble him.
Uh-huh.
Put him down on the ground on his side and sit down there and shoot him.
What about putting them in a twist?
Now, twisting the nose doesn't help them.
It's too awful.
They fight. You couldn't get close enough to them to startle you.
Mm-hmm.
I sheared a minion with a twist on his nose, trimmed his front feet, mused on own myself. But I never did try to shoot one with a nose twist because he hit you with that foot and you got part of them nails in there not twisted off and he'd split you all to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
My back's been hurt with a doggone mule and a shoe. There's been some come here and asked me what I should. I sold my mule shoe and tools to keep them fooling me. Yeah, that's a kid.
Yeah, it's dangerous. The thing that runs from the stove to the chimney in an old-fashioned wood stove.
You mean runs up in a flue?
Uh-huh. What? The part that...
That's a flue, a